Well, let's find out more about it. We're going into the rooms now, gents, here as we wrap up the game between the Hawks and the Eagles. We've got Nick Natanui joining us here on 882-6PR. Nick, thanks for your time.
You know, guys.
Yeah, Nick, well, what did Adam have to say post the game?
Probably similar messaging from the grand final. They were the better side. They outworked and out-hunted us. We just don't want to be dishing that up every time we come here. So we touched a little bit on moving on the next week, but at the same time, the lessons we can learn from not only this game, but obviously the grand final as well.
Yeah, obviously you're coming into the game, Nick, you thought they would be, you know, they'd be stung because they did get beat by Geelong, and everybody seemed to be talking about maybe their time has passed and the Eagles' time is now. Were you expecting them to come out as quickly as they did?
Yeah, I think I think one of the main messages going into the week was Hawthorn don't lose two games in a row. So, we always knew they were going to be pretty hungry and want to hunt us as well because we come off a win, they come off a loss, and we need to get in the front foot and something that we didn't do this game. So, ended up biting us in the end.
They did outwork you, that's right, but they seem to be able to pull you apart, your defensive strategies, because they kick and retain the ball, and sometimes they kick the ball, Nick, where you don't expect them to.
Yeah, that's it. They're the best at it, and I guess when you get that many repeat entries, it is tough for our defenders, and it probably comes down on our mids a fair bit, but they do make it up pretty well, and as I said, when they get that many inside pitches, and the way the numbers is always going to result in a few goals.
Nick, you've won just three of your past 10 here at the MCG now. Is there something about the wide expanses of the MCG as compared to Domain Stadium that makes it difficult? Or is that a furphy and you've just got to get better and be able to win out here?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, we train at home with the dimensions of the G when we're coming to play here. So it's not really an excuse. Obviously, we do play well at home. But, you've got to win games, especially over here. This is where the grand final played. So we've just got to get better at that.
Jack Darling, he was a little bit better today. Just the 10 disposals, but three goals. That's what you want from some of your better forwards.
Yeah, we do. I guess, JK obviously does draw the better defender and does a fair bit of the work. And, some of the other forwards can give him a chop out and do what Jack probably did today. But it does go a long way.
And what did Adam say about next week? Is he sort of said, well, listen, we'll dissect it tomorrow, get it out of the way and move on to the Derby?
Yeah, we will. So we'll look at some vision tomorrow and a lot of high fives and a bit of learning. But, we'll move on to the Derby. Obviously, it's going to be similar this week. Freo come off a couple of losses now, so they'll just be just as hungry, if not hungrier, than Hawthorn. So, another big challenge for us going into the 6-day turnaround.
Good on you, Nick. Go on rehab and safe trip home, and we look forward to the Western Derby next week.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.